benefits of tourism. There are lots of benefits of tourism. It provides direct employment via hotels, restaurants, I mean, people driving cars, establishment transport, transportation. It supports industries, different kinds of industries, yield management companies, universities, everything. It has a multiplier effect on tourism expenditures that recycle through the local economy. It helps in generating state and local revenues, which are put direct taxation, derived from taxation on tourism. Integrated model of tourism with hospitality. The travel and tourism industry has emerged as one of the fastest growing sectors, contributing significantly to economic growth and development. These provisions of employment, in foreign exchange, income, expansion of other businesses, construction, handicraft, agriculture, important economic benefits which are provided by tourism. Even local travel industry has emerged as one of the fastest growing in sectors, contributing significantly to economic growth and development. It provides jobs, employment, income, and forex, foreign exchange, expansion of other businesses, shops, construction, handicrafts, promotes local culture, and provides a lot of economic benefits to the local area where the industry is flourishing. India, in its own, has got tremendous potential for being a tourist destination globally. It's rich and diverse culture. It's large, it's abundant, it's got natural resources. Biodiversity is immense. Numerous tourist attractions. Lot of culture and history. The total tourist visits in India have been growing steadily. The steady rate, 16%. Over the last past 5 years. Hotels is a very important component of tourism industry. They offer services and facilities extremely high standards. Indian hospitality has gone 14% every year. A significant amount of foreign exchange. Total market size of tourism and hospitality industry in India stood at 117.7 billion. It is anticipated to touch 418.9 billion by 2022. International hotel chains are increasing their presence in the country and will account for 40% share of tourism and hospitality sector in India. Capital investment is estimated to grow at 6.5% per annum, above global average of 5%. Tourism policy of the Government of India aims to speedy implementation of tourism projects, infrastructure projects which help in tourism development, integral tourism services, circuits, capacity building in the hospitality sector, and new marketing strategies. There is 100% in the FDI through automatic route in hotels and tourism sector. Also planning to rationalize taxation charge in hotel industry, follow single tax structure across the country. There are several campaigns which are introduced by Indian government over the period of years. Atithi Devo Bhava, Guest is God, Colors of India, the Wellness and Incredible India campaign to promote hospitality and tourism industry across the world. There's a Hospitality and Development and Promotional Board which has been set up, which monitors and facilitates hotel project approvals. There's a move to boost medical tourism, health tourism, free medical visas for Maldivian nationals for 90 days as an example. Ministry of Tourism had also launched the Golf Tourism Summit in New Delhi to promote golf tourism in India. Lots of things which have done. Cruise shipping is one of the most dynamic and fastest growing components of the global leisure trade. India has a vast and beautiful coastline, virgin forests, undisturbed idyllic islands that can be fabulous tourist destinations. There lies an opportunity here for cruise tourists. Formations of travel motivation. Travelers are motivated to satisfy a need, an urge. And they have a perception of what will satisfy their urge. They have perception of attractions of a destination or whether their actions satisfy the needs. A traveler is a person who comes to experience things as per his perception. And if your perception is perception and the perception of the destination matches, then the traveler gets motivated to travel for that destination. There are physical motivators, relaxation, rest, sporting activities, specific medical treatments. Interpersonal motivators, relatives, friends, escape from one's families, workmate, neighbors, meet new people, forge new friendships, or simply to escape the routine of everyday life. There are cultural motivators to learn different cultures and to carry your own culture, to come for heritage expressed in art, music, literature, folklore. There are status and prestige motivators, personal development, later travel for business, professional interests, pursuit of hobbies, education. Basic travel motivators. Basically, this outlines the entire thing. The emotional, the physical, the personal development, the status, the cultural. Factors that influence one's travel motivations and decision can be categorized into two different aspects. Internal factors and external factors. Internal factors, individual factors. My economic capacity, do I have the money to travel to a particular destination? Do I have the time to do so? What is my age? Is it safe for women? What my sex? My physical condition? My psychological factors come into force. Those are my internal influences. And my external influences? What is the overall development of the tourism industry there? Should I go with group, family, social atmosphere? What will be the aspects? There are seven types of common travel motivations. First, is for relaxation and health. Yeah, the people live a very stressful, harmonious and monotonous daily lives. Work, participate, travel. You need a break here. So you travel. Then exploration, risk-taking. You're curious, you want to create your knowledge. So you're coming here to a destination to explore, take risk. Then spirit and the appreciation of beauty. That motivation mainly dedicated to designated beautiful things like phenomena in the natural world, and rather visiting museums, exhibition halls, famous tourist attractions, participating in various types of theme-based travel activities. Then you have social interactions where you're going to meet friends and family, relatives, like I said earlier. Religious faith. When you want, lots of foreigners come to India to learn about the Indian culture, Indian religion. They spend a lot of time in pilgrimage places, especially Haridwar and all these places. Go to the various temples and they visit various temple towns to see the old art and architecture of Khajuraho. So religious faith play a very important role. In business affairs and official matters, when you're coming in for business, be government, maybe your own business, maybe to do a business transaction or meeting. So that's another one. And family responsibilities. Because you're busy at work, and normally cowed down, and then you take a summer off with your family base and come on a group and have a good family vacation or family time, spend more time with your family. That's what. These are the seven types of common travel motivations. The cost of rapid development of the tourism sector. Leakages resulting from high import content. You have profits to foreign-owned businesses, which move to foreign-owned businesses. Capital is centered around large businesses, such as large hotel chains like the Taj Group or the Oberoi Group, Marriott, whatever. Possible emergence of non-competitive practices, result of market dominance, scale economies, integration, and other features of large firms. Threat to a sustainable environment. With changing times and global business conditions, significant changes have been observed in the Indian travel tourism. There is a demand for niche and customized tourism, hospitality products, services. There is a lifestyle change which has happened everywhere. Higher disposable income, shifting travel's mindset. Shifting travel this. Travelers are thinking out of the box. They want to experience new things. They want to go to niches. Their tourism products, there is wildlife adventure, there is adventure tourism, there is adventure sports which create different types of travel environments. So all these, these niches which have come out of the global business conditions. Yeah, there are significant niche segments such as, there's wine tourism. You go to Nasik for wine tourism. There's pop culture tourism, there's cruise tourism, wellness tourism, monsoon tourism, winter tourism, a lot of them which come out of there. Service providers arrange for various products and services that a person might need when going to holiday or taking a business trip. Travel agent may book you on a holiday and flight and also offer you wide range of services. They liaison with various things, required products and services. They help you in your visa, your travel insurance, your foreign exchange, your airport parking, your car rentals, your luggage transportation, your hotel booking, every aspect is what a travel agent does. Various impacts of travel and tourism. Tourism is an activity that involves movement of people from one place to another. In the process, tourists bring along customs and cultures from one place to the other and take, learn and move from the same source countries back home. Social aspects. Travel and tourism improve the way of life. They provide jobs which help the economy, which improves the way of life. The increase in tourist activities also improves reputation, visibility of host community to outsiders. Increases social contact. New ideas, new values, new ways of life. Help develop positive attitudes towards each other, host and tourists. Encourages cultural exchange, boost of cultural conversation. Creates jobs, direct employment, indirect employment, which is one of the biggest factors of tourism. The shops, the local shopkeeper outside a resort who is selling in local handicrafts, the factory worker who is manufacturing in furniture for hotels, the taxi driver who is taking you from one place to another. So apart from your direct employment, which comes through hotels and restaurants and which are directly servicing you, then you use other services which become indirect employment. You buy local products, handicraft industries. So those businesses are they see a boom. Sectors which employ the most employees in the tourism industry are food service. Then comes accommodation, then transportation, entertainment and recreation, travel agencies and tour operators. Economic impact. So there is an important one. It provides tax revenue, direct taxes like salary tax, profit tax, corporate tax. Indirect taxes, taxes on your room rent, tax on expenditure, hotel room tax, departure tax. Then there's the tax when you come in, the visa, cost of visa, improving the balance of payment. It improves standard of living because it creates economic growth, generates income, generates linkage effects. Positive impacts to the environment, preservation, conservation of environment. Only by preserving and conserving environment will tourists come in. Enhancement of the environment, increasing environmental awareness. There are negative effects also of the environment. The major negative effect is a lot of people come. It will get polluted, the area. There will be a carnage. People will throw things, water will get polluted. And it affects the vegetations and wildlife. Inevitably, they will have an effect on that. Every good thing has a bad thing attached to it. So So various challenges and issues faced by the domestic travel tourism industry. Lack of proper infrastructure. Infrastructure is yet under development. It takes a long time for infrastructure in a new country. Human resource, training of human resources is a very important aspect. Service levels and standards because of the training. Lack of adequate marketing and promotion. The taxation structure is very complicated. Security norms. Regulatory issues. To own a restaurant or hotel, you need so many licenses in India. Infrastructure is the key. Physical infrastructure is a port of entry, modes of transport, urban infrastructure, access to roads, electricity, water supply, sewage, telecommunications, airlines, surface transport, accommodation, infrastructure, facility systems, among others. Access and connectivity. Several efforts have been taken in new destinations, exploring niche markets. Air, rail, road connectivity have to be developed in these niche markets. Amenities availability, the various tourist destinations, amenities, drinking water, well maintained, clean waiting rooms, toilets, first aid, wayside amenities. You have to build all these before your new destinations can be produced. Human resources. Skilled manpower is a major problem in India. Not only the skill, it's the multilingual, the person and being able to speak in different languages, apart from the local language, also in the universally communicated language, such as English. And to speak it in a very fluent manner. So finding these people, training them is a large employment generator in India. So, and entry-level jobs are very poorly paid. So this development is a very important aspect, a very big challenge. In addition to operators and hotel staff, tourists interact with persons from different backgrounds, occupations, experiences. So bus staff, railway staff, immigration staff at airport, taxi, coach, operators, ticketing, travel agencies, staff at heritage sites, your tour guides, among others. The services offered by these stakeholders has to be also improved. They also need training. They also need to be trained in different languages. So that also requires attention. Then you have to promote it. You have to promote the critical industry potential. There's lack of budgetary support by the government for promotion marketing. A competing tourist destination. That's a major reason for India. Although the Incredible India campaign did do very well, but there's a lot more to be done. Taxation in India makes it one of the most expensive destinations to travel. It's easier to travel, cheaper to travel to Thailand than to travel to India because the taxation in India is too high. So makes India a very tax heavy, very cost-centric place to come to. Security, again, major challenges in security. A lot of terrorist attacks have happened in the past which have caused major problems in tourism. Plus the political unrest which happens. No one likes to go to a country where there are riots or there is political unrest. So these are aspects. Then there is the regulatory framework. Visa procedures, getting visas, there's a lot of competition in the travel and tourism industry. A lot of these countries are providing free inbound, and Thailand is now providing free inbound to Indians, free visa. So all these things have to be looked at, these things have to be chalked out and simplified. Opportunity. India is massive in size. It's got everything. At any given point of time, it's got all the weathers happening across India. It's massive, natural, geographic, culture is different. No part of India is the same. Every part has got a different cultural identity, a different history. Every part, aggressive marketing measures need to be undertaken, not only by the government of India, but also by the state governments to promote their own destinations. New forms of tourism and development of niche segments has to be done. Nobody will know a little Satapur which is in Maharashtra. So all these things need to be done. Healthy economic growth recorded in the past few years, especially in the service industry, has led to increases in business travel. Higher disposable income and affordability have increased domestic leisure travel. Foreign tourists arrival in India have also grown. Revenge tourism, I mean, this is a phenomena, well, I end this chapter here. This is a phenomena which happened during COVID-19. For 2 years, people were locked up, not allowed to travel. So it was revenge travel. I will go and see a lot of places. That was very beneficial for the industry as a whole, because people just went and didn't care how much money they spent. They went to their different destinations just to travel and to move out of it. I would end this chapter here saying thank you very much.